We've heard a lot about the U.S. military being stretched by wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The same goes for the State Department. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is asking Congress for more money. She wants to increase the number of diplomats and technical experts who can help countries recover from conflict. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, it's the Secretary of Defense who has been the most outspoken on the need to build up American diplomatic capabilities.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates has become the darling of the U.S. diplomatic community, in part for stating the obvious. The Foreign Service is tiny compared to the U.S. military.
The total Foreign Service today is about 6,600. That would not quite crew one carrier strike group.
Gates explained to the American Academy of Diplomacy here in Washington why he feels so strongly about the need for a more robust State Department. He talked about the Cold War days when he said U.S. diplomacy played a key role in winning hearts and minds. And he raised questions about whether the U.S. can do that today in countering al-Qaeda.
Are we organized properly, and particularly when we're being out-communicated by a guy in a cave?
The Bush administration has had a hard time getting experts out in the field to help rebuild Afghanistan and Iraq. Much of that fell to the Department of Defense. Again, Gates looks back to his Cold War experiences when the State Department, together with the U.S. Agency for International Development, were real players.
At the height of the Cold War, AID had 16,000 employees. It has 3,000 now. And AID was a deployable expeditionary agency. People expected to go overseas, and they worked in developing countries, and they brought agronomic skills, and they brought rule of law. We don't have those kind of people now.
The president of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, has been thinking about these issues as well. When it comes to nation building, Haass says the State Department just doesn't have the capacity, and that's not what most diplomats signed up for.
And the State Department kind of does more traditional diplomacy, and we ought to create a kind of reserve, a nation building, what are you going to call it, reserve?
Ambassador John Herbst has been trying to do just that.
We are creating a key instrument of the future for the State Department for America's national security.
He's speaking about plans to have a 250-person active response corps that would be like the USAID Gates remembers, an expeditionary force. Herbst has just 11 people to send in the field now to help failed or failing states with basic government functions.
We'd hope to hire some people who are both engineers and who are familiar with different parts of the world and have some of the languages from those different parts of the world. But we will mold teams who can deploy together. And these teams can be sent in, as I say, after our military, alongside of our military, or in the best of circumstances, instead of our military.
It would be organized a bit like the military. In addition to the active response corps, there would be a standby corps of employees across the U.S. government willing to take on periodic overseas assignments. And Herbst is planning a civilian reserve corps that would be like the National Guard, police, economists, or local city officials who could be deployed. All he needs now is a budget.
This has been a struggle, but, you know, Machiavelli wrote in The Prince that there's nothing harder in government than to create a new system.
His office has been around since Colin Powell ran the State Department. Now the Defense Secretary Robert Gates has joined the lobbying effort. Ambassador Herbst is hopeful that the next U.S. president will have civilian nation-building experts at the ready. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.